This is the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments.
And we're back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm Roland S. Martin. In this week's profile of leadership and success, UBR correspondent Angelique Westerfield talks with an entrepreneur and visionary who's expanded his company into a multi-million dollar enterprise with holdings in over 70 business ventures. Following her report, we'll get this week's inspiration and motivation by UBR contributor, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, Curtis R. Monday. Angelique?
Thank you, Roland. Pursuing your vision and dreams with courage, confidence, and bravado is what Michael V. Roberts defines as being an actioneer. The term comes from his book, Action Has No Season, Strategies and Secrets to Gaining Wealth and Authority. Roberts has been an actioneer since his childhood days in St. Louis, Missouri. As a child, Roberts was given an allowance of $1 a week for cutting grass at his family's home. But as an actioneer, Roberts expanded his chore into a profit-driven business.
My neighbors had me cut their grass about once a week, and when I would cut their grass, they would pay me $5. Interestingly enough, I recognized that working at home was a job. Working for my neighbors was a business. And the opportunity then arose for me to wash cars and do the things that young emerging teenagers do to be entrepreneurial.
After he received a Juris Doctorate degree from St. Louis University in 1974, Michael V. Roberts and his brother, Stephen C. Roberts, began Roberts, Roberts & Associates, a construction management firm headquartered in St. Louis. The Roberts brothers were city aldermen and consultants on construction projects. Working with Fortune 500 companies, they created some of the first affirmative action programs in the United States. In 1989, the Roberts brothers further diversified their business interests by obtaining a federal broadcasting license. They purchased WRBU-TV Channel 46 and at one time owned 13 television stations across the country. They sold some of those stations to accumulate capital for business opportunities in the wireless communications industry, of which Roberts Wireless Communications and Roberts Tower Company were developed. The Roberts brothers have continued to grow their empire, and today they own several other businesses, all bearing the Roberts family name. Roberts has worked to ensure his enterprise represents success and his family's legacy.
So today we have over 76 companies, nearly 1,000 employees. We now own 11 hotels. We own about 3 city blocks in downtown St. Louis, which includes the Roberts Mayfair Hotel, the Roberts Orpheum Theater, the Roberts Lofts on the Plaza, Roberts Vista, which is a condo building as well, Roberts Gallery. As you notice, one of the things we're doing thematically is branding those things that we own. We do that because we think that African Americans need to see and read ultimately about success stories. African Americans must have legacy, and one of the great ways to preserve that is to, in fact, name your businesses after your family name.
The Roberts Companies ventured into hotel operations in 2003. Roberts is board chairman of the National Association of Black Hotel Owners, Operators, and Developers. He speaks on the issue of African American hotel ownership and management.
The 48 or 49,000 hotels that exist in America, we only own somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300. Whereas the Asian American, the East Indian, owns somewhere close to 22,000, nearly half of the hotels in America. And they've only established the ownership over the last 35 or 40 years. But for folks to understand, what does hotel ownership really mean? It's essentially, it's like a three-legged stool. You have the owner, then usually you get a brand, a Marriott or Intercontinental or Choice Hotel brand, and then you have a management company. We're pursuing the management business more aggressively, and we will be manager of well over 100 hotels within the next 5 years.
Roberts explains that our current economic recession is the perfect time for entrepreneurs to pursue a startup business.
The reality is the lowering of this economy is creating a more balanced playing field for the emerging new minds and businesses. You know, folks, we don't want to be out there looking at wondering, well, why didn't I get my investments going or start my business? Because you want to do it now where it's at its lower ebb and enjoy the rise and the uptick and be the beneficiary of this downturn in this economy as it turns back up.
Michael V. Roberts has made outstanding accomplishments as an entrepreneur, creating a legacy in the African-American community and in the business world. To learn more about Michael V. Roberts, you can visit his website at www.michaelvroberts.com. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.